Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rick Carlson's in D.C. at the Verizon. He was at the Wizards game tonight with the Raptors, and the Wizards are up 19 points right now with a minute and a half left. It was all Wizards tonight, Rick.
All Beal, all Wall. By the way, I said that a few times today, too. Capital One Arena, not the Verizon Center anymore. It's amazing. That naming change stuck up on us. I asked where Verizon Center was, and the cab driver said, I don't know.
So when did they change the name of the stadium?
Last year. So it's Capital One Center. All the signage is off.
So it's like, what's in your wallet?
Yeah, right. And the Verizon Arena signs are like relegated to like the airport sign in my garage. You know where that came from.
Yeah, I know nothing. I know nothing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know nothing.
Nothing. So let me ask you, do you think that they'll win again this weekend and even up that series? Because I think Toronto's a much better basketball team overall than the Wizards.
I was talking about that with my buddy who went to the game with me and from JLL, and we were talking about how guard play is really important. So I think DeRozan and Lowry are, you know, if they play better the big guys, both teams need a big guy. They need one more big guy. So Wall and Beal just played really well today. So I'm not sure if they can win number four. But remember, you know, the Toronto Maple Leafs are, I mean, the Toronto Raptors are kind of like the cursed Capitals of basketball. If you get them down, you know, 2-0, you come down 2-2, who knows what's going to happen. So I think probably Toronto wins Sunday, but not absolutely sure.
So did you see Austin Matthews has the NHL's best-selling jersey for the season over Sid Crosby and Connor McDavid? Marc-Andre Fleury, the hot Vegas goalie right now, was fourth. And then King Lundqvist, the Rangers' fifth for some strange reason, even though he looks like he's finished. What do you think of the young kid in Toronto topping the jersey sales?
Well, how about the young kid from Scottsdale, Arizona? You know, the interesting thing is, nobody knows that the kid went to high school in Scottsdale. So this is an amazing kid. And we're talking to Ski Patterson, who runs the Coyotes, and talking about what you really need to kind of kickstart that team. And, you know, you're not going to trade for Matthews because the Maple Leafs aren't going to give him up. But it would be interesting to have him do some off-ice promotion in the winter/summer in Arizona, since the kid's from Arizona. It's kind of hard to believe he is.
All right, Rick, let me ask you about what that Vegas Knights team, if they were to win the Stanley Cup, how devastating that would be for the sports books in Nevada. When I was out there, we were talking about it when I was doing shows live in Vegas, that they get a lot of people betting on that team more than any other team in the league. They bet on the Vegas Golden Knights, and then they sit at that arena in the middle of games, and they bet on them. In-game betting, which they do on their mobile phone apps, which is legal in Nevada. So they're actually losing money hand over fist over that hockey team because they're constantly winning and people are betting on them.
17% of the overall action in Vegas. And so the irony is, right, the better the Knights do, the worse the gambling industry does. Remember, the NHL championship odds beginning of the season, 500-1. So who knows if they're going to win, but the odds are certainly better than 500-1 now. And so the $12 billion of legal gambling taken in Vegas, a lot of it goes to the Knights. And said one bookmaker likened the loss to a bad NFL Sunday. I think it's more than a bad NFL Sunday. But I think probably the mayor and the civic guys would trade the loss of some book revenues for a successful Knights team anytime.
So a lot of teams, it looks like the Capitals, the Penguins, are involved with this EverFi education technology. What's that about?
Yeah, big deal. They're a digital education company. Ovechkin has his 1,000th NFL game, NHL game. And so the company offered to provide middle and high school students no charge studies, classes on citizenship, entrepreneurship, health, and the like. Ovechkin is kind of the sponsor of that in Pennsylvania, the state attorney general. Is in a deal with EverFi to deal with opioid prevention education. So this is a company that uses corporate dollars to get into schools and teach the kids certain things, summer slugger program in baseball, they do a really, really good job, and especially in hockey.
So the NBA regular season wrapped up. Now they're in the playoffs. The league concluded with some of the best viewership numbers in years. So on the men's side, it's huge. The WNBA, on the other hand, is not. And Adam Silver said one of the main problems is that young girls and women between the ages of 21 and 34 don't watch. And but they actually have old men, like higher aged men, like in that 45 to 55 range, who actually like watching fundamental basketball and watch the WNBA. Are you surprised that young girls and women don't watch it at all, but men are watching?
No, I'm surprised that young girls don't watch WNBA, but do watch NBA. It's not fundamental basketball. It is fundamental basketball to watch the WNBA. The most important thing to remember is if you are a male 50, you know, 45, 60, that's the sweet spot, as we know, of people who buy stuff, not just watch stuff, but buy stuff. So if I'm an NBA business person and I know that the right demographic is watching, I guess I'm kind of a little upset that the young women aren't watching, but I'll get over it because I know the guys are watching. They're the ones that buy.
So the Saturday night games are up 15% and Sunday afternoon games also up, averaging huge numbers. They have to be very pleased with the NBA. Colin Kaepernick is back in the news. Like, we all know what the deal is that he declined to say that he would stop protesting or kneeling, so they didn't do a deal with him, basically.
Yeah, and you know why? I think there are many people that understand now that in the workplace, you can pretty much define what you want the rules to be. And so if you let the guy protest on his own, no problem with that. First Amendment, everybody likes it. But if people say that he's going to be a distraction and you get him to explain what his philosophy during games is going to be and it's not what the coaches want, then I guess teams are in their right not to sign him. And if he was good enough where they couldn't afford to be without him, they would sign him. All this stuff about collusion, I think, is a bunch of crap, by the way, and I'm not sure if he's ever going to play again. But the fact that he says he's may or may not protest during games, that doesn't help. He's a real opinion leader. Everybody ought to love what he did. $90 million from the NFL for charities. Great, great, great. But who knows if he's ever going to play again.
So FedEx left, or they've taken over the sponsorship of the WGC event at Akron at Firestone on the PGA Tour, and it's moving to Memphis. What a loss for Akron.
Well, what a loss for Tiger Woods, because remember, he would win that tournament every year in Akron. And it was one of those 2 weeks. I loved that 2 weeks. You go to the Hall of Fame game, then you go to that WGC. So Memphis, Akron's loss is Memphis's gain, replacing the event with a senior event at Firestone from 19 to 22, but it's not the same.
They're changing the U.S. Open. They're going to use a 25-second serve clock. They're going to speed up serving now.
Yeah, but, you know, violators fine $20,000. Chris Widmeyer, good friend, he's the VP of Corporate Communications. I'm not sure anybody has the guts to say if Serena Williams takes 21 seconds, they're going to fine her $20,000. It's kind of like the pitch clock in baseball. I think it's going to be one of those things that you like the idea of it happening, but it's never going to be enforced.
Let's jump up to 10. Baseball making progress toward racial equality with its players. Opening day rosters this year have the highest percentage of black players since 2012. That's finally some bright news because we're always talking about how the blacks aren't playing baseball.
Yeah. The RBI program, by the way, Compton, California, started in 2006. And Aaron Hicks, Yankees, Oakland A's, Chris Davis, good example. 750 players active on March 29, the opening day, were involved in the academies that they started. So baseball's done a really good job of creating some excitement at the grassroots level, African-American otherwise, 8.4% increase, so it's showing.
Monster Energy has renewed its deal with NASCAR, the Cup Series, for another year of sponsorship. That's big.
Initial deal, $40 million bucks over 2 years. Steve Phelps, the COO, is not telling us what it is.
The Grizzlies owner, Bob Parra, is going to keep his controlling interest in the club.
Yeah, he's got two limited partners that he bought out 14% stakes of, one guy Kaplan, one guy Strauss. And He is quiet. Nobody knows him. But what he did was create value that now says the team may be worth between 1.3 and 1.4 billion bucks. Large sum of money for a small market with a team that hadn't done a whole lot. But that's the nature of the deal, to try to up your value and up your stake, and that's exactly what they did.
Tag Top 5 Arena Football League partners with DraftKings and Facebook. I guess that's good considering baseball and the NBA are pulling out.
Yeah, you know what, DraftKings, FanDuel, all of those guys, who knows what's actually going to happen with that. And they're looking to deal with niche sports, arena football. One of those sports, you have to deal with fantasy. Both of those companies thought they would merge. They're not doing it now.
What is this Fan Control Football League partnering with Twitch TV?
Twitch TV is a new service like Snapchat, Snapchat and Facebook and Twitter and all of that. And this Fan League allows you to make management decisions. So it's an interactive kind of thing where you actually follow the deal. You make some decisions. You become a coach. You probably get fired like a coach, too. And so they're trying all of this interactive stuff. I'm not sure it really works, but we'll see.
Under a minute, power of Sports 5, Nick Saban biting lemons for a cause.
I love this one because nobody knew he had a sense of humor, and he does. And so there's a 12-year-old girl Aubrey Nicholas, 11-year-old girl diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor. And Nick Saban bit into a lemon on a video to spread awareness of this disease. It's not a great disease, but, you know, he has this sourpuss lemon face challenge. He's raising a lot of money. He has a great sense of humor. He talks about how the girl's in his thoughts and prayers. It's good to know there is a philanthropic and kind side to Nick Saban.
And Alabama and Notre Dame are going to play football back-to-back years, 10 years from now, and they already know the dates of the games. Rick, have a great weekend and a safe trip back from D.C. Thanks for coming on the bench, as always.
Let's you and I hope we're around 10 years from now. How about that?
You know, that's something to think about right there. I believe you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.